And the Lord said, let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's crappin' fist.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Stop! It's hammer time!
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, ABBA singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty.
Shake your groove thing.
Shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com, and Friday nights at 10:30 on
KFAI.
I might get stuck.
Listen to the heartbeat,
'cause it's right in range and I'm in love.
Listen to the heartbeat,
she's a mama's girl but she doesn't scold. My face gets numb and my teeth get cold, but I'm gonna push the limit before I get too old.
Listen to the heartbeat,
aye.
Listen to the heartbeat,
gonna dance all night, can't get enough.
Listen to the heartbeat,
'cause you never can tell when your number's up.
Listen to the heartbeat.
Gadzooks, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. The folks in New Zealand are fending for themselves this week as we concentrate on KFAI's pledge drive. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past, and I'm joined in the studio for the first time in 6 months by Danger Man.
Hello, everybody. I've missed you.
And I'm sure they've missed you, too, if they can even remember who you are.
Give me a hug. Come on, give me a hug.
It's, as you may recall, there was a show that occupied this time slot before Crap from the Past. If we can even remember back that far.
I can't.
So you've forgotten everything you learned in the 7 years you were on the show. Well, welcome back. You will be sitting in with me tonight. Where have you been for the last 6 months?
Working the condo circuit down in Florida.
That seems
very lucrative.
Working out really nice for you.
Yeah, I opened for Buddy Greco.
Did you now?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's a sweet gig, I must say.
And I was
say.
Opening for Donald O'Connor until the accident. And,
you know, the incident we don't talk
yes,
about.
That's right.
So Danger Man and I will be attempting to explain why KFAI is the greatest station in town and why you should pledge your financial support. But first...
Greatest station in town, Ron? How about greatest station in the world?
No, you're just going to say greatest station in town.
All
Let's
right,
be
then.
Reasonable.
Okay.
Be reasonable. We're a small station. We're independently run. We're about 150 watts. More, a little more, a little less.
About the same number of volunteers?
About 150 volunteers. A little more, a little less. And we serve the Minneapolis and St. Paul downtowns, for the most part. Then there's stuff on the web. But we're here to serve the Twin Cities and the downtowns, and that's why we're going to be asking for your financial support tonight. 612-375-9030. Let me tell you about, in my remaining 30 seconds I have left here on the theme music, let's tell you about that first song I played, which your ears perked up big time. That was Listen to the Heartbeat by a guy named D.L. Byron. D.L. Byron was from New Jersey in 1980 when he put out the This Day and Age album. Power pop album supreme, one of the finest pop albums I've ever heard to this date. And it's largely lost to history. So I've been spreading the D.L. Byron gospel the last couple of weeks, I spread it around over to Chuck and Joel, giving away CDR copies to all my friends, saying how great this thing is. And wouldn't you know, I've been in touch with D.L. Byron himself. And what D.L. Byron agreed to do is custom autograph three copies of the This Day and Age album, the old record,
wow.
And he'll mail it to listeners as a pledge premium. Isn't that fantastic?
Wow, that is fantastic.
You not only get to own the record, which is impossible to find because it's been out of print for 23 years,
but
you own a signed copy.
A piece of history.
That's right. And our phone operators will give you more details. 612-375-9030. Got to call now. So Danger Man and I are here. Let's start you off. Well, we already started off. Let's continue. Two guys from Erie, Pennsylvania. Probably the only people I know from Erie. Here are the Stabilizers and One Simple Thing on Crap from the Past.
As if this world had only just begun, we give back all the things we have but one, only one. One simple thing kept between you and me.
Monster Gerber.
Pledge drive. Ugh.
On Crap from the Past.
612-375-9030. Call now. That's the way to end a song.
Yeah.
It's Checkered Love by Kim Wilde, which was a good British hit in 1981, and I think it was the follow-up to Kids in America overseas. Fine record that I don't even think it was released as a single here in the U.S. Certainly didn't hit the pop charts, and you're not going to hear that on your 80s station. You're not going to hear that on your
mix
alternative classic station. Yeah.
Nothing but the 60 hits that we decide you want to hear.
Here's that first Boston album again.
W. Elton Joel.
Well, it's the Eagles here in town. I notice we're Henley heavy here in the Twin Cities some reason.
They do go through a rotation. They saturate Eagles, then they lay off for a couple months, then they go saturate ELO, then they lay off for a couple months. Elton John and Billy Joel.
Fleetwood Mac. Oh, God. Bring in the Mac. You can imagine a truck backing up. Beep, 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 beep. And they dump a whole, just the one Fleetwood Mac album. Oh, man. So you don't hear that at KFAI. It would be so easy to just dump on the commercial stations all night, but we do that here anyway. But no, we're going to refrain from that tonight. The reason you listen to crap from the past, the reason you've showed up tonight, Danger Man, the reason you're tuning in at home is... Well, crap from the past gives you something you don't hear anywhere else. And that's not just the cliche that you hear on the other commercial stations. It's true. When was the last time you heard Checkered Love by Kim Wilde on the air?
See, I always think of crap from the past as being like the forgotten side of pop. The pop that's been swept under the rug.
Really? Or the pop you've never heard to begin with. Because,
right.
If you live here in the U.S., you probably never heard Checkered Love. You'd have to be from overseas or somewhere. Or really
Unless
up
you
on your Britpop.
One of those rabid fans who bought the Kim Wilde record when it came out.
She was a cutie. I'm all for that. I'm a big proponent of the Kim Wilde records. So anyway, rather than harp on how great we are, we're going to ask you to step up to the plate now and support KFAI. It's what I do every week in volunteering my time. We're going to ask you to volunteer a little bit of cash to help us pay some of the bills. 612-375-9030. Anything you wanted to add? I'm going to thank some listeners if you...
Go right ahead. Oh, please do. I think we should move to that.
I must thank Sarah, who's... Let's see. What does she like about KFAI? Everything. It's the variety. Your true variety. No, wait. Or expanded variety.
Expanded variety.
Some station in town was using that as their tagline. Expanded variety. Whoa!
Which means they put two more songs onto the playlist.
Good Lord. So thank you, Sarah, for your support. Super listener Tom, who's been with me for years, and he likes everything, everything, everything. Friendly DJs, fun to listen to, people having fun. Yeah.
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 Absolutely.
I'm all about that. And we're not cookie cutter.
Cookies?
Cookies. Much as we love the cookies, it's something different on the air. Thank you, super listener Tom. You've been listening for years, and thank you for stepping up to the plate and supporting KFAI. And of course, Top Cat, who I believe is pledging to 15 different shows. 15? That's got to be some sort of record. It's going to drive him into the poorhouse. God bless you, Top Cat. I speak for the rest of the programmers also when we say that we really appreciate the support.
Top Cat sells a lot of blood. So don't you worry about that.
He's looking a little pale tonight.
He's got blood to spare. His blood's loss is KFAI's gain.
That's right. And if like to give blood or perhaps a little bit of cash, we take credit too. No blood. 612-375-9030. We're giving away great stuff, including autographed copies of that D.L. Byron album, which is fantastic. And that's at the Silver Circle level. And our phone operators can tell you more about that when you call. 612-375-9030. Check this out.
Wow.
Yeah, nothing there. But okay, the other side.
Wow, Susie and the Banshees.
That's right. When was the last time you heard Susie and the Banshees on the air?
Well, on Crap from the Past?
No. I meant on the radio.
Air? Oh, yeah. A long time. 20, 30 years.
Or somewhere in there.
Back when I was still in short pants.
Granted.
Sure. Or I was in somebody's short pants. I don't know.
You were in short pants down in Florida working the condo circuit.
Yeah.
All that shuffleboard really gets you in shape, I hear. And now, Susie and the Banshees, and we're not just going to play Kiss Them for Me because that's what you got your Drive 105 for. We're not just going to play Dear Prudence, although that's...
How about Oh Baby?
Nope, because that's not what I've queued up. Instead, we're going to play Peekaboo.
Oh.
It's a great record. And you listen for the backwards drums. It's just a brilliant production.
Total beta blocker. This one will get stuck in your head for days and days and days, but please don't let it get stuck in there long enough to allow the phone number 612-375-9030 to creep into your subconscious and from the subconscious to the fingertips.
That's right. 612-375-9030. Call now.
Backstage linking.
Gerber.
Yes, I'd like to pledge $10,000 to get them to shut up.
On Crap from the Past.
612-375-9030. Call now.
Your hair grow.
Tasty.
Just like the ending of the Pink Panther.
The Tasty?
Yeah. Bam!
Exactly. That's Tower of Power from 1973. And a song that's way ahead of its time. Still, to this day, 30 years later, that song still kicks butt. And you might have seen it in an episode of Drew Carey where they're dancing around to it. What is hit from Tower of Power? One of the finest funk songs around. And I say that, well, because it is.
And also one of the finest funk records around, the Canary Training record.
Deeply funky.
Deeply funky.
I was hoping the Canary Training record would keep us in line and make our talk breaks short. We'll see how that goes.
At least we'll be able to whistle at the end of it.
Yep. For those of you who've never heard the Canary Training record before, this was put out by the Hartz Company, H-A-R-T-Z. They're still around. Back in the 50s, though, they thought, well, you got to teach your birds to sing somehow. So they put out the Canary Training record, which apparently you're supposed to play over and over for your canaries.
Nowadays, they just use M&M and it gives them heart attacks.
Word.
Word. Represent. And speaking of represent, we'd like you to represent KFAI.
Thank you for
right now. 612-375-9030. Oddly enough, did you know some people don't know it's pledge drive?
Really?
Hard to think that us saying the phone number 612-375-9030 over and over and over again would not, and saying that it's a pledge drive, some people are still unaware.
Yeah, I can't believe it. It is pledge drive. We're asking your financial for your financial support. We're not here to beg or to plead or anything like that. But, for example, I volunteer my time every week. I'm down here at the station an hour and a half doing my show. Plus, I do some other stuff around here, teaching courses and things. I volunteer my time. We're asking for you to volunteer your spare change, basically. 612-375-9030. That seems reasonable.
Ring them up.
Ring them up. We're not owned by Clear Channel.
Or any of the other...
Wait a minute. My background's ending. What am I going to do? I better queue up something else here. Saved. God bless the Canary Training record.
Quick, more canaries.
All right, so while the Canary Training record plays in the background, really we're asking for you to step up to the plate now. 612-375-9030. We've got some great stuff to give away that I won't bore you with on the air. We're not going to go on and on telling you how fabulous our travel mug is. Although we have the autographed D.L. Byron records, which is pretty fabulous. They're coming. I'm sending them personally to D.L. Byron. He's going to autograph them with your name on them. And he'll thank you personally for supporting KFAI. And you'll get a record in the mail from D.L. Byron himself.
Kaboom.
Kablam indeed. 612-375-9030. We'll tell you how. Where'd you want to go from this?
Into the next great hit record.
I think so.
And they should use this jolly tune to bring them over to the phone.
I believe so. I've queued up track 9. Oh, no. I think what we're going to do for the next couple songs is go back to the early roots, the embarrassing early roots of a handful of artists. Did you know Billy Joel, before he set out on a solo career, was a member of two different bands? He was a member of the Hassles, which was a late 60s R&B kind of group. They weren't bad. They were on United Artists Records. And then he was briefly in a heavy metal band called Attila. Attila was not very good. And I can see Mrs. Crap cringing over there because she knows what's about to hit you between the eyes. It's a really abominable song called, get this go away here, an abomination by Attila called E-A-R. Billy Joel is, I believe he's singing lead on this, and he's playing keyboards. You're not going to know what hit you. And if you think you're going to hear this on your WLOL or your Cool 108 or your Good Times, Great Old... No, they're not doing that anymore.
No, they're not. Now it's... I don't know what is it?
Your expanded variety.
The greatest hits of last century, isn't that what they're feeling?
For the most part.
And in the meantime, we'd like to have our Attila ring with a little bit of cash.
With the ka-ching?
With the ka-ching. There you go.
Yes, exactly. 612-375-9030. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul. That number again, 612-375-9030. Call now.
Let it rock, Gerber.
Ugh.
Let it rock.
Just made a premium circuit store. Her name is Liz. She's a pushwalker.
So what are you saying? You're saying we should just talk over this?
For the Billy Joel completists, I'm sure they've already heard it.
for the casual Billy Joel fan, really not enjoying this. This is why Christy left him. I'm sure she heard, oh my God, you did that?
What's in this box?
Oh,
don't go in there.
Oh dear.
Thinking it's just simple pornography, and it's much, much worse.
That's right. It's EAR from Attila. Billy Joel, I believe, is singing lead on this song. Billy
you
Joel.
Right. You may be right. It may be crappy.
It's just a fantasy.
Oh, boy.
Dear. We Pressure. Amuse ourselves. 612-375-9030.
The early 70s couldn't get over quick enough in some ways, you know?
Yeah, this is... I'm Ish. Sure Billy's not proud.
Hippie backwash is what this is. Yuck.
There is no excuse for this. And why is this on the air? Because KFAI gave me a time slot. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. If you're just tuning in for the first time, this is Crap from the Past on KFAI. And, Man, this is incredibly bad bed music.
This is really just like somebody imbibing too many chemicals and then thinking they've got some kind of artistic statement to make.
I mean, the very next thing he released after this was Piano Man.
Well, that's called Purging, I think.
Sing us a song, Piano Man.
That song is like a freaking ghost to me. It's like it haunts me everywhere I go. I can't get rid of it.
Piano Man?
I almost feel like it's a song that I killed, and now it just comes back and keeps haunting me everywhere. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I literally cannot escape that damn thing, and I hate it.
Really?
Yeah, I hate Piano Man.
I'm sorry. Well, not more than EAR. You just heard Attila, my friends. Now, 612-375-9030, we're asking your financial support as we take a romp through the embarrassing past of a couple of very popular pop artists. So we embarrassed the heck out of Billy Joel. We're just going to let that one go. Let it go. Let this talk break serve as a palate cleanser. Sheryl Crow, she won the Best New Artist Grammy back in 94.
Always the kiss of death.
Yeah, really. Although, she grew into it. I should say, my favorite mistake was a top-notch pop tune. And, fine.
It was good.
Yeah, see, so she had her moments.
Yeah.
Tuesday Night Music Club was the debut album, but it was actually the second album that Sheryl Crow recorded for A&M. The first one, A&M Records decided, not commercial enough. Do it again. They basically sent her back to the drawing board. And this has sat on a shelf since it was finished in 1990. 13 years later, I'm going to play you a cut from that first Sheryl Crow album, the one that never came out, and it's actually pretty good. It's aged remarkably well, and I think you're going to like a song called The Last Time. While you're listening to it, keep in mind, nobody else is going to play this. It really is the reason you tune into Crap from the Past, and we're asking you to step up to the plate. 612-375-9030. 612-375-9030. Call now.
Hey!
song's over. 612-375-9030. That was Sheryl Crow from an album that never came out when it was finished in 1990 because A&M Records thought not commercial enough. That is strange,
and
isn't it?
Look what happened to them.
Sounds really, they got demolished by Interscope, and now there is no more A&M Records. Yeah. Herb Alpert and Jerry Moss, well, they cashed out. They're happy campers. But what they left in their wake is nothing. There's no legacy, per se, because they got swallowed up by a giant corporation. I can go somewhere with this.
Do it.
We're the exact antithesis of that. Not, you know, commercial radio stations getting swallowed up by giant companies like Infinity Broadcasting and Clear Channel, the Microsoft of the radio world, basically, going around buying up radio stations so that you own 6-8 per state per market. Here in town, Clear Channel owns, let's see if I can do this, KDWB, WLOL, Cities 97.
KJ104, KJ104, the Country Channel, K102.
Right. Okay, and there are a couple others that I can't remember. Yeah.
CBS and Warner Brothers, RCA, and all the others.
Very nice. And Infinity owns a bunch. ABC, Disney owns a bunch. And Hubbard owns a bunch. But these are giant impersonal companies that own a bunch. Let's say, like, along the same lines as Seagram's, which owns a bunch of entertainment stuff. They make fizzy beverages, and yet they own giant entertainment corporations.
And you play fizzy records.
So I play fizzy. There's a connection, but a really tenuous one.
Yeah.
Where I'm going with this is that while, let's say, every other station in town, for the most part, at least on the right side
line
of the dial, toes the corporate line, but they're owned by some giant corporation.
For lack of a better word.
Yeah.
Through demographics and
And research and
grinding research.
We hate the research. But we're the exact opposite of that. We're anti-corporate culture here at KFAI. We're independent. We only have 5 paid employees, and they don't get paid very much, to be fair. So they're effectively unpaid employees, and there are about 200 volunteers, just like me, people that show up every week for their show and play the music they want to play.
Well, and that's the only kind of research that actually does happen at KFAI, is people, you know, checking things out they love and then bringing that out and sharing it with people.
That's right.
Do
I have to play a particular song this week from Sony because a payment has been made? No. Certainly not. Nobody has ever, in the entire 16 years I've been in community radio, I have never been told by a program director or a music director, you got to play this song or you can't play that song.
And you keep ripping up my checks, so I don't know.
That's right. So you'll never get paid as long as I'm here.
But we won't rip up any checks or any type of payment you want to make tonight. 612-375-9030. It's pledge time.
Yes, we're all in it for the right reasons. 612-375-9030. This is how we stay alive. This is how we can afford to bring you Crap from the Past and the other 163 shows or however many there
and
are here on the station.
How many do we want to get tonight? How many pledges do we want to get tonight?
I wanted to get up around 15.
15?
And frankly, we're a little behind schedule.
Yes, but that's a number that can be achieved if you out there are willing right now to make it happen.
Right.
612-375-9030.
We have autographed D.L. Byron albums to give away. We have custom CDs. I haven't been pushing these on the air, but I will now. Right. It's just a mix of station IDs, some of the production work I've done, and some groovy songs. Basically, it's a crappy compilation that I think you'll enjoy. The phone operators can give you more details. 612-375-9030. Are we satisfied with that?
Perfectly.
Let's
satisfied.
Go into our next little breaky here. Alanis Morissette. She's Canadian, but we won't hold that against her. She started off life in Canada and was on TV shows like Nickelodeon's You Can't Do That on Television. Then she decided, let's record some stuff, and she recorded a couple of pop albums for MCA Records up in Canada, casting her in the Tiffany Debbie Gibson kind of dancey pop mold. That didn't work out too well, and she was rather displeased with the results from that. And then she shook everything off, moved to L.A., hooked up with producer Glenn Ballard, and created
a persona.
An angry young woman,
yes.
Persona. What was the name of that album?
Jagged Little Pill.
Which, okay, sonically, it was pretty terrific. And You Oughta Know was the first single from it, and it deserved to be the huge, gigantic single that it was. They got Flea to come in from the Red Hot Chili Peppers to play bass on it. Glenn Ballard really created a masterpiece with that single. The rest of the album was so-so. But here, let me play you the reason she got famous. This is just a little clip from You Oughta Know.
I hate to bug you in the middle of dinner. There was a slap in the face. How quickly I was replaced. And I had thinking of me when you
All right, so that's a little clip from You Oughta Know by Alanis Morissette, which is a fine record. It really is a fine record, but 5 years earlier, on one of those MCA albums she recorded up in Canada, let me play you just one track from there, a song called Ooh Yeah. This is going to hurt real bad, and I've played it before on the show, but really this emphasizes what we do here at Crap from the Past. It's all about the pop music. And if you believe in what we're doing, 612-375-9030.
My name is Alanis. I'm a white chip singer. The drums are a-smoking, and so's the bass.
Shake your thing. When you sing. Draw 16. No disco queen.
You know, that song's not so good. Oh Yeah, by Alanis Morissette. And that's one from one of those first two albums that came out in Canada that she disavowed. There you go.
Well, it just goes to show that she never had any talent.
That's fine.
That's personally my opinion. It's not an opinion of KFAI or Ron Gerber or any of the other fine people.
You know, we're all about the opinions. The people on the commercial stations can't say that. And I routinely say that there are things that I play that I don't like or that I deliberately don't play because I don't like, let's say, the Cranberries.
Well, you know, the thing is about Alanis is that it just bugs me. You know, people rip off other artists all the time. Quarterflash, when they came out, remember they were accused of ripping off Patrick Pat Benatar.
I was I thought they were a Pretenders ripoff because they had that saxophone and it just sounded like a Pretenders knockoff.
Without the cajones though.
Well, yeah,
the Pretenders. But Mindy Ross, Alanis,
yeah. Go ahead.
I also thought that she was a ripoff of Minnie Pearl.
Minnie Pearl, huh?
Howdy. I'm just so proud to be here. That voice crack and stuff, it never played with me.
Really? Because the Cyndi Lauper had the voice crack thing also.
Yeah, but she had something else going on.
Something
there.
Else? Okay. So you're not a big Alanis fan?
No.
And that's fine. If you're not a big Alanis fan also, we're asking you to join us in the tirade against Alanis Morissette here at KFAI. 612-375-9030.
Black tie optional, money or credit card required.
Well, yeah, so it's that simple. Our phone operators will take care of you. You got to thank a listener there.
I certainly do. The wonderful Psychonaut. Back when I did a little show called the Friday Night Poker Party, perhaps you remember it.
I don't remember that.
Well, perhaps you remember it.
Perhaps I don't.
Well, we did a little show called the Friday Night Poker Party that used to be here on the 10:30 to midnight spot on Friday night. And Mr. Psychonaut says he would like to offer a challenge to all secret agents to call in a pledge to continuing support for KFAI. Well, true words were never spoken. I wish I would have said it, and I was almost thinking about just ripping it off and pretending that I had. But yes, open-minded, true freeform radio, worth supporting is what Psychonaut says, and he is right. And yeah, if there's any secret agents out there who used to listen to Friday Night Poker Party, if you're still out there haunting the back alleys and byways of this fair cities of ours, and you know, I'd like to take this opportunity to say, if you live in the suburbs, people knock me for this, but you know what? You can still rock in the suburbs, and I know for a fact, since I'm living in one now, you can pick up KFAI in the suburbs. So, hey, come on, suburbs. Where are you, Richfield? I want to hear those phones ring from Richfield. St. Paul, I know you're out there, St. Paul. Come on, let them ring.
612-375-9030. We rock the suburbs.
We rock the suburbs. We rock the Twin Cities. We're all about the rock.
All about, or, well, we pop the suburbs.
We pop the
suburbs. That makes no sense to me, but I like the way it sounds, though.
Suburb poppin' daddies.
You know, let's go off on a tangent because I wanted to see what you thought of this. I thought, wouldn't it be great if we replaced just some random adjective in any given cliche with the word funky? Like, for example, you have the right to remain funky, which is cliche at this point, but it works in virtually any saying you can get.
It is easier for a funky man to get through the eye of a needle than to get into heaven.
Perhaps. I got to even go simpler than that.
Okay.
All right. Look both ways before you cross the funky. See? It puts a smile on your face.
And it puts the snap in your step that will lead you to the phones to make 612-375-9030 your destination of choice along with KFAI tonight.
That's right. Reach out and touch something funky. 612-375-9030. You know, maybe that wasn't such a good idea. I just thought I'd bring it up on the air, see what happens. Oh, looky. It's another perennial favorite here on Crap from the Past. Mirage Records. Let's talk about Mirage. There were two guys at Mirage that did some magical production work.
Chris Barbosa.
Uh-huh.
And Mark Leggett.
They did a short-lived string at that, of fantastic dance records, and it largely kicked off with Let the Music Play by Shannon. That was the big one.
Yep.
In 1983.
Yep, you got it.
And there were a couple more after for the next 2 years that were rock solid.
They actually, to my mind, formed the blueprint, the thumbprint, from which literally 20 years of Latin House was weaned on this stuff.
Really?
Absolutely. It's the bedrock. I remember there was a radio station out in New Jersey, God bless, that played nothing but Latin House music, and it was all like this.
Slamming.
And this was back 10 years ago now, but it was 10 years after the fact. Mm-hmm. Of all the Liggett Barbarossa stuff. And who did they get to work with at one point? None other than who we're about to hear from, Robin Gibb.
This Yo Little Brother by Nolan Thomas was on Mirage. That turns up in my themes, in my station ID, the little promo I play at the beginning of the show. That's in there. And this little gem also. This was one of the few top 40 hits for Robin Gibb when he was a solo act. 1984. This is Boys Do Fall in Love. 612-375-9030.
Boys do call in pledges too.
I'm Grant from the Past.
Love is just a game you play in high school.
It's, well, we just told you, it's Boys Do Fall in
Back
Love.
Around the clock, take six.
Whoa, wrong song. Highly professional on crack.
Take seven.
Well, what did I do? Hang on a minute. I had really good bed music queued up. Here, let's do this properly. This is what I wanted to play for you. And it should sound a little familiar. Sounds like Ricky Don't Lose That Number, doesn't it?
Except.
That's not Ricky Don't Lose That Number. No, this is Horace Silver. A guy named Horace Silver in a song called Songs for My Father.
Before or after?
It's a couple years before Ricky Don't Lose That Number. And I think it's because Horace Silver or somebody who played on that session also played on Ricky Don't Lose That Number.
Wow.
There was some cross-pollination and Steely Dan did borrow from some folks. That's okay. That's to be expected. And these are the kinds of connections we routinely draw here on Crap from the Past. We aim not to inform intentionally, but occasionally some little nugget of knowledge leaks its way out and we thank you for it. You know, I was thinking, since these are, to use the cliche that's floating around, difficult times. No,
sure,
wait. Unsettled. Uncertain times?
Unsettled, uncertain.
Oh, it's all so uncertain. And, okay, yeah, okay, we're at war. When you get right down to it, yes, it doesn't get much more uncertain than we're at war. And while other shows on other stations will be content to give you war coverage 24 hours a day, when it's time to get away from that, you know you can always count on Crap from the Past. Because I as a person, I have my own political views and stuff, but there's no need to put them on the air here. The purpose of Crap from the Past is to entertain, first and foremost, and that's it. If it doesn't contribute to the show, I don't talk about it.
It's the crap that refreshes.
See, this, yes. And without using the word funky at all.
Yes.
That's right. We're here to entertain. The goal of KFAI is to inform and entertain and serve the community. And there are plenty of informational shows with Democracy Now! and whatnot in our local news that we cover every night, every weeknight at least.
You get a full diet with KFAI.
There's that. And then, when you get right down to it, there are shows like Crap from the Past that do nothing but entertain.
I was going to say, you get the meat and you get the vegetables. I don't know which one we are, but
I'll settle for being a vegetable. I want to be
dessert.
I'll be a turnip. I like the idea.
Because you never know where
turnip.
You'll turn up.
Whew, that's terrible.
Well,
so
it beats me.
So we're this is the mission of KFAI, and a large portion of our charter is to entertain. If you're entertained by Crap from the Past every week, we urge you to call 612-375-9030.
If you care at all, you'll call.
Dear God, are you going to stop with the vegetables?
I can't.
I can't stop. I can't. We have to thank
Please call.
I can't think of any puns on the word potato. I got nothing. We have to thank listener Matt from Uptown.
Well, that's because you're just a commentator.
You're killing me. You're killing me dead. Matt from Uptown, who's been listening to KFAI for a while. What does he like about KFAI? He says, Ron is the man. He likes the morning shows and the overnight rock shows, and he wants to hear some obscure Aldo Nova.
I think we should play Ball and Chain.
I don't have Ball and Chain.
Oh, dude.
Dude, I got nothing.
Love feels like a ball and chain.
I have the 12-inch to Fantasy.
Well, that'll work, too.
It's the 12-inch. It's like Fantasy, only longer. It's really cool.
All right. Fantasy? Who doesn't want that?
So thank you, Matt, for calling in. Oh, you got yourself a Fantabulous CD also. Should be pretty good. So we'll discuss more about that later. Be like Matt.
Be like Psychonaut. Be like all the wonderful people who have called. 612-375-9030. I'll say it slower. 612-375-9030. Did you hear me that time?
I couldn't have said it better myself. Oops. I couldn't have said it better myself as I recue the next song. 612-375-9030. We're not kidding. We really need your financial support.
Inching our way towards our goal of 15.
Inching. We're about somewhere around a third of the way there. So we really need your support at this point right now. And there you go. 612-375-9030. This song kicks butt. Robert Ellis Oral and Carlene Carter, and I couldn't say no on Crap from the Past.
And don't say no to pledging.
Satisfaction.
Monster Gerber.
Pledge drive.
On Crap from the Past.
612-375-9030.
It wasn't mine, like the Red Sea. The line just parted, cause some nasty sucker knew he just had farted. The dance floor's rocking, yes, the place is packed. Somebody ripped one off, everybody moved back. People pointing fingers, grabbed my girl and we departed. Cause some nasty sucker on the floor just farted.
Can you believe that we actually used to play that on the air on Top 40 radio station 98 PXY in Rochester, New York?
Back when there was still fresh air at the commercial radio stations, in a manner of speaking.
Fresh air? Yeah, after that. That was Bobby, Jimmy, and the Critters. And it was years, literally years, before I found out that that was a parody of Let's Get It Started by MC Hammer.
Oh, really?
I didn't know. I thought it was just a standalone funny record. And we used to play it with a straight face or a smirk. But nobody said it was a parody of Hammer until years later. So
proper.
We played that. We played Just a Friend by Biz Markie. Those were good times, my friend. And I'm reliving them every week here on Crap from the Past. And that's why, because the KFAI lets me do this, we're going to tell KFAI that we like Crap from the Past. 612-375-9030. There are bills to pay, and rather than kiss corporate butt and play ads for McDonald's and Pepsi, we're just going to let you, the listeners, support KFAI. It's support. It's
so many good shows that you know you like. Pick up the phone, make a little call. Help them out a little bit.
Yep, we take plastic. We have fabulous things to give away. If you haven't heard, we're giving away signed copies of the D.L. Byron album.
There's the Auto Club, if I remember right, too. And the
Auto
Club,
that. We still
if you
do that.
Sock a little away every month. It doesn't have to hurt that much at all. $7 minimum, I think, is what it is.
Yep, $7 a month.
And
we'll certainly take that.
And we'll very much help the station out.
That's right. And we can have it deducted from your checking or your savings account every month. $7 a month. That's not much to ask.
No, not at
That's,
all.
That's like a supersized meal thingy at one of those places. To be as generic as we can be here on non-commercial radio.
Well, it's a supersized thingy and a happy meal.
Oh,
or a friendly meal.
Very friendly. It's very happy. You make us happy. 612-375-9030. Now, if we say Electric Light Orchestra, Let's see. I guess there are one or two songs in circulation on those other stations here in town.
They play Turn to Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah, they play Turn to Stone, Evil Woman. I was actually just talking the other day. My boss listens to one of the corporate stations, the W. Elton Joel is what she listens to. Or as I've been calling it lately, W-E-L-O. And they play Evil Woman all the time, it seems like. And I won't hear anything else, and all of a sudden, through my consciousness or through the clutter and din, all of a sudden I'll hear Evil Woman.
It's cripes, it's back again.
Oh, yeah.
Can't escape that stupid
record. Sound like that freaking Billy Joel, though.
It's back. You're going to have nightmares about this show. So ELO, they're out there. Mr. Blue Sky was recently used in an ad for some little
Volkswagen
German car that we can't talk
about. Oh, that's right. Oops.
Oops. It's, everyone knows it's Volkswagen.
And also in the movie adaptation. It was used to promote that, too.
Was it really?
Yes, indeed.
Mr. Blue Sky?
Yes, indeed.
Wow, I didn't know that. Well, that's pretty hip then. And that's a fine record in its own right. But I thought, well, ELO's got a really big well. Why don't we just dig a little deeper in it?
Absolutely.
Deep cut. The rest of this album was trash. The song I'm about to play was The Lone Bright Spot in Secret Messages, was it?
Hidden Messages.
No.
Secret Messages.
Was it from 83?
I believe so.
It doesn't say on there.
Damn it.
They only released one really useful album after that, and that had a small hit called Calling America. Well, Calling America is a so-so song. The song I'm going to play is a really good song from 1983, and it was their next to last top 40.
You're going to completely disregard ELO 2?
Yes.
Thank you.
And Creedence Clearwater Revisited, I'm going to disregard. Is Styx still around? I think Styx just now put out something new. Now that everybody's left the band.
Now there's Styx with three X's, I think.
Styx. It's not selling.
We've gotten afield.
Far afield. We want to be afield. 612-375-9030. Really, call now. Our phone operators are sitting by. I made chocolate chip cookies for them, which seemed to make them happy. But you know what will really make them happy? A pledge of your financial support. 612-375-9030. This song's really good.
Roll is
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Yes, I'd like to pledge $10,000 to get them to shut up.
On Crap from the Past.
And now, the Z Morning Zoo presents a quiet dinner with Mr. and Mrs. James Brown.
Honey, I'm home!
In here, honey. It's almost six. Todd, are our dinner guests here?
Well, I think I saw them coming up the driveway, honey. Can I help you with anything, with the dinner, anything?
Oh, I don't think so, Todd. I'm just so nervous. We've never had a soul singer and his wife come to dinner before.
Well, now, don't worry, Janet. The Browns are really neat people, I hear. Just normal, everyday folks. What's that in your hand?
Oh, taste it. I call it a Motown muffin. I just baked it.
Oh, great.
Oh, there they are, Todd.
Coming. I'm coming.
Ow! Good God, yo!
You must be James. How do you do?
I feel good. So glad to be coming to dinner at the home of Todd and Janet. How? Good God. Give the drummer some. Get ready to dine with the greatest soul man on the planet. How?
And
good
you
God.
Must be Mrs. Brown. This is my wife, Janet.
Todd, what's that in his hand?
I don't know, honey. It looks like a lead pipe.
What does he use that for?
Hey, which way is to the bathroom? I got a pat on my nose.
Shut up, woman!
Oh.
Don't play the lady no mind. I do my best to keep her in line. How? Ooh, I made another rhyme. Good God, y'all.
May I offer either of you a cup of Swiss Jamocha coffee?
How? James, I have some Java.
And Mrs. Brown?
Well, I...
Shut up, woman!
Ow! And here's some cream if you need it. And here's some... Todd, Mrs. Brown just sucked all our sugar up her nose.
Behave yourself, woman! Get back!
Well, perhaps we should head for the dining room. I believe Janet's got a lovely meal ready for us. After you, Mr. Brown.
James, be coming quick, so give me that licking stick. Ow! Good God, another ram. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Honey, Mr. Brown just dropped to the floor.
I believe that's called the splits, Janet. Mr. Brown?
Oh, somebody be needing to help James up. Oh, James' bones is getting old, but James' heart be full of soul. How? Another ram. Now, before James gets the fits, let's sit down and eat some grits. Oh, good God, y'all. Give James some. Oh, I love it.
First, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Oh, then go on, woman. Get moving. It's time for James to chow down.
Well, Mr. Brown, I hear you're in show business.
Could it be you've never been told how James is known as the godfather of soul?
I see. Well,
Ooh, I feel good.
Honey, Mrs. Yep. Brown has been in the bathroom a long time. I think I'll go check and make sure she's okay.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Oh, dear.
What's she doing, Janet?
Well, she's, Todd, this woman is setting our bathroom on fire.
Ow! But she's bad, 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 bad woman. Yeah! James, take care of her. Come here, woman.
Todd, I think we better call the fire department.
Mr. James, I believe in you.
Mr. Brown, I hope that gun isn't loaded.
Come back here, woman! Grab that! I'll blow your ass off! James, believe in her! Ooh, call me gone!
Call now.
I want to be Vanilli.
No, you can't be Vanilla.
I am always Vanilla.
No, but you can't be Vanilla 2 days straight.
Why not?
Because you are Germany and I'm from France.
Oh, now I get it.
Makes sense to me.
Milli Vanilli commercial, take one.
Hello, we are Milli Vanilli. You know, a lot of people don't understand the enormous success of Milli Vanilli.
And neither do we. But we are here today to tell you that you too can be Milli Vanilli with lots of positive energy and our new do-it-yourself at home, Milli Vanilli Kit.
That is right. In just 10 minutes, count them 5, 10. You didn't think I could do that, huh? 10 minutes, you two can look and sound just like Milli Vanilli. Tell them what they get, Vanilli.
Well, for only $39.95, you'll get this.
vanilla hair.
Very easy to apply. And dye it whatever color you like. Plus, you'll get this.
Milli Vanilli eyes that will give you positive energy. What else?
Let's not forget our terrible accents. You'll also get this.
That's right. You listen to these cartoon characters. Pepe Le Pew, Boris and Natasha, Elmer Fudd. And you are almost ready to be Milli Vanilli.
No, but not yet.
No, no.
First, you go out and see the latest, hottest, freshest, exciting dances, but don't do them.
No, no, no. Do this instead.
Now you are doing Milli Vanilli.
So get a friend.
Because it takes two jerks to be Milli Vanilli.
And remember,
don't forget our number. So act now, because we are almost out of style.
To Milli Vanilli, P.O. Box 227, Paris, California, 90029.
612-375-9030. This is Crap from the Past on KFAI, and,
8PXY welcomes Milli Vanilli.
Milli Vanilli.
Live.
Don't forget my number.
7:30, April 10th, at Rochester War Memorial.
Milli, don't tease. Ooh, just please, because you know it's just me.
Break in into the mood. Step in into the groove. Milli Vanilli. Feel the rhythm. Feel the blues. It's Milli Vanilli Live.
Yes, you know it's true.
The dynamic duo of the decade. Rob and Fab. Together with special guest, Young MC.
And what comes next? Hey, bust the move.
Plus, Seduction. Tickets on sale now at the box office. Ticketron. Call Teletron 1-800-382-8080. It's Milli Vanilli at Rochester War Memorial. Live April 10th, a Rochester Broadway Theater League and Magic City production.
612-375-9030. I sound like a broken record, don't I? What's a record? We're asking for your financial support. 612-375-9030. Call now.
This weekend, it's the 24-hour sale at Pansonet.
Hey, you sleepyheads, get up. No sleeping in the store.
Dad, where are you? I'm screwy.
Hey, it's 2:15 in the morning. There ain't nobody here but us.
That's the point, Mr. Nebby.
That's right, Mr. Nebby. Now, all four Pansonet locations in the greater Pittsburgh area are open 24 hours a day. Need polyester at 10:15 at night? Indestructible double knits at noon, plaid sweaters at 2:15 in the morning. There's just one place to go.
I get my disability check and pow, it's Dinah Pansonet. Last time I was up this late was for Chili Billy. Him in a terminal stare, he was showing Tack of the Mushroom People.
Yeah, I remember that when he gave me the willies.
No, you know, was always falling asleep after the first movie. Mushroom People was the second.
Jag.
Was. Shut up, boat yins, and find something to wear, and don't be spending all my money.
Oh, don't you worry, Dad. You won't be spending all of your money when you shop at Pansonet, Pittsburgh's affordable clothes that last a long, long time.
Dad, this is stupid.
What's wrong with it?
He got one long sleeve and one short.
So?
May I help you?
Only if you're from Adopt-A-Jag program and you're here to get him.
Yes, bed.
Butt wipe.
Call it, inch, 2 yard apes.
His sweater he's got here, he's all screwy.
Yes, sir, it is. Let's see if we've got another in the back. I'll be right back.
Ain't that nice?
Why, yes. Ain't that nice indeed. All of the polite and friendly salespeople at Pansonet are there to serve you 24 hours a day.
And here it is, 2:15 in the morning, and he's sober. Dad, that guy look familiar, don't he? Curly black hair and body holly glasses.
Yeah, he looked like Donnie Iris.
He's screwball. I ain't no Donnie Iris.
Dad just told you he looked familiar.
He ain't no Donnie Iris working those stupid pants in the middle of stupid night. Donnie Iris, big rock star. Dad, he ain't no Donnie Iris. Now, enough of you two. Shut up. Here he come.
I'm sorry, this is the last green and orange plaid rayon sweater we have in that size. I did find you a nice yellow one with little black dots.
Hey, thanks. You've been very helpful, right, boys?
Yeah, full of help.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Iris.
You're welcome.
Get out of town!
No need, not when there's a Pantsonat in town open 24 hours a day near you.
Come back again.
I can't believe Donnie Irish is working at Pantsonat.
This is a sad day.
Night.
Shut up, Jag.
You shut up, wuss.
Both you rugrats, shut up. I'm depressed over here, okay?
Hey, you forgot your sweater.
Here he comes. Shut up now, and don't say nothing about him being all washed up in that.
Here you go. Have a nice night.
Thanks, Mr. Iris.
No need to call me Mr. Iris.
Oh, now that you're hawking clothes.
You can call me Lonnie.
Lonnie? What's up with that?
Yeah, Donnie, what's up with that?
Shut up, Boatians. You're embarrassing Mr. Iris.
Sorry, Donnie. Each to you realize that you're somebody.
Donnie? No. I'm Lonnie, one of the Iris triplets.
Triplets? What's up with that?
Sure, they're Donnie, the singer, Connie, the waitress, and me, Lonnie, the all-night guy at Pantsonat.
This is the biggest shocker since Nick Perry pulled the 666 ball. I am so happy.
But not as happy as you'll be with the low prices, friendly service, and late hours you'll find at Pantsonat.
I can't believe you guys saw it to that geek with Donnie Irish. Jeez.
Pantsonat, in a mall near you.
You can save the money that you made from that you saved from shopping at Pantsonat and
Go right to the phones. 612-375-9030. That there was taken from WDVE in Pittsburgh. And that really was Donnie Irish with the DVE guys making fun of himself and a fake ad for Pantsonat. It's a perennial favorite here on Crap from the Past. And it's one that will be included on the premium giveaway CD that we're giving away here on Crap from the Past. So only 5 minutes left. Call now. 612-375-9030. I have that, and I have a couple more copies of the autographed D.L. Byron album. Woohoo! Which is just nothing but goodness. I promise. So call now. 612-375-9030. Before that, a real ad from 98PXY. When Milli Vanilli really did come to town in Rochester, New York. And then
they had to go someplace.
The sketch with that they did in Living Color to make fun of Milli Vanilli. So sketch comedy brings down the house here on Crap from the Past.
And they say there's no arts development anymore.
Yeah.
Those three superstar acts, Milli Vanilli, Young MC, and Seduction.
Yeah, I'd see that. Although
25 years down the road.
I'd see that, although I didn't when they actually came to town. What are you going to do? So one song left. And while it's playing, just keep in mind that Devo doesn't get a whole lot of airplay in town. Although Mix 104 probably plays Whip It over and over.
Yeah.
How many times do you want to hear Whip It?
Heard it,
exactly. I'm going to play you a Devo song that you haven't heard in a long time. And while you're hearing it, grab your wallet, go to the phone. 612-375-9030. This song is really the essence of Crap from the Past. And I mean that in all sincerity. So while you're hearing it, 612-375-9030. He's been Danger Man for the last hour and a half with a surprised look on his face for virtually the entire show. Thank you for sitting in with me. It's been a pleasure having you here.
My pleasure. And if we're still doing this next week, the pledge drive, if you don't mind, I'll come back and help you again.
If your probation allows it, we'll have you here.
No probation. It's the down season now in the condo circuit. So.
Oh, so you're a floater.
The off season, that's right. I'm a floater, manner of speaking. Yeah. Well, on a show called Crap from the Past, I'm not going to ask what a floater is.
Let's not go there. I've been Ron Boogie Monster Gerber for the last 11 years on Crap from the Past. Tonight, I've been here for a full hour and a half asking for your financial contributions. I'm going to ask you again, 612-375-9030. Last chance to call before we're done. Our operators are sitting by. And no more sketch comedy, I promise. From 1981, this was a failed single from Devo. This is Through Being Cool.
Oh, great.
On Crap from the Past. 612-375-9030. Oops. That could have gone better. CD2. My.
It's not Through Being Cool,
That's about to. Now it's Through Being Cool.
Now it's
612. Nope. 612-375-9030.
Wait up, through. Being cool, we're through being cool. Eliminate the ninnies and the twits. Going to bang some heads.
Bonnie Raitt.